Sorry that I got home late. Traffic is insane, and so are my coworkers, really. Yeah. Something about one of the side projects being a little later than usual, and of course the boss got a little worried, and I had to come over and reassure her. Here, let me fix your blanket a bit. Better? Good. Would you like me to comb your hair, make you feel better? Okay. So, tell me all about your day. Yeah? Oh, that's good. I'm glad you were able to get some rest. Yeah, you've been so busy, honestly. I was getting worried for you. Well, yeah. You've always been working late, you've always been doing so much, and you're always volunteering for extra work, even though you don't need to, and you have a lot on your plate. But, you know, you gotta learn how to relax a bit, and you falling ill is your body's way of saying enough. I need a break. Don't worry about that. That's why I'm here too, right? We're saving good money, we're having a good time, we're not having to be very frugal about things. Please. You're working so hard. You need to relax a little bit. Mm-hmm. How does the combing feel? Better? Nice and soothing, isn't it? If you could turn around to the other side, I could do the other side as well. But you haven't even brushed your hair today. I knew it. Go ahead, turn around. So, me? I had a... Well, aside from the stupid stuff that got sidelined at work, pretty good. I finished a couple of projects. Just waiting for some clients to respond, really. Oh, and for once in a long, long time, no one has stolen food from the refrigerator. Can you believe that? I think it has something to do with our recently resigned coworker. Yeah, I've had a fair suspicion that it's been him for so long, but I mean, I've never caught him do it. And luckily, he's never touched my stuff. Just other people's. Maybe he's a little bit scared of me. Well, he should be, because I would definitely, definitely call his ass out if I ever caught him stealing my food. He makes such good food, really. I wouldn't dare share it with anyone, if I'm being honest. Except for your desserts. Every time I bring your cookies, holy shit, people go wild for it. They've actually been asking if you want to ever consider selling them, but I told them no. No, that's enough. As I said, you've been working so hard. You really shouldn't get into more of these businesses. Just relax, alright? Pretty soon I'll be up for promotion, and I am 100% sure that if I play my cards right and start shopping for a new job contract, I could use it as potential leverage, or I could just use a promotion as a way to get an even higher salary at a different company. So you don't have to worry about not having enough. Really. It's all going to be okay. We take care of each other, right? And as it stands, we're all good. You feel better? Good. I give you a little bit of a massage? Yeah. I mean, would you like it? Don't be shy. Massages are always great. Come on, I'll just massage your temples. You feel a little bit tense. I know you're worried about missing a day of work, but it's just a day and tomorrow is the weekend. So you could just relax, take deep breaths, everything will be fine, okay? It's just a single day and you've had all of your bases covered, right? Exactly, so you don't have to worry about that. And if anyone gives you shit for it, I swear to God, I'm going to... I'm thinking of a word that won't make you freak out. Well, you know, I've got your back. I promise I won't hurt anyone, but if anyone complains that you missed a day of work because you're sick, I will give them a piece of my mind. There, see? I promise not to hurt anyone physically. Emotionally and mentally, though, that's something else. But you know what? We haven't gotten there, and we'll cross the bridge when we get there, but... Relax. Besides, you are surrounded by good people. I'm sure they will cover for you, and I'm sure they will understand just 24 hours of your absence, okay? Okay. Good. Good. Now I've made you your favorite. It's in the oven. It should be ready in a couple of minutes. Would you like a drink? Yeah, I brought you some water too. In a nice little cup. Here you go. That's it? Come on, drink a little bit more. You're sick and you need more hydration. Come on. Okay, good. Set that aside for now. What time did you take your medicine? Okay, that's a couple of hours ago. You should be drinking in about 2 hours, so I will set that on a timer. I mean, I wouldn't want you to forget, right? When we're sick, sometimes we forget to drink our meds just because we feel better. Doesn't mean that's going to be it. Okay. There. Everything should be set for you. And in a couple of minutes, you should be able to head to the kitchen to eat, okay? By the way, did you want any movies while we're eating? Yeah, I thought it would be a good idea to put on a movie, but if you still have a headache, I could just bring the food over here and we can watch something on Netflix or Disney Plus. Yeah. Well, a movie might be too long, so an episode of any show that you'd like would be good. Are you feeling anything right now? Like, you're craving for any show right now? Any genre? Crime, horror, fantasy? There's a bunch of new ones on Disney Plus right now, I think. My coworkers are talking a lot about Obi-Wan Kenobi, but if you're not feeling that at the moment, there's also the old shows that we keep binging. There's still Criminal Minds, we still have to finish the 4th season. Criminal Minds? Okay, cool. I will wait for the food to be finished, and I can bring some of the food here, and do you want some dessert? And there's ice cream, there's panna cotta, there is that leftover cheesecake from the restaurant we went to yesterday. Yeah? You want some cheesecake? Okay, sure. I'll get you some cheesecake, I'll get the food, and then we can start watching Criminal Minds. Yeah? Sounds good? Great. All right. I'll just stay here. Let me tuck you in properly. Better? I'll see you in a couple of minutes, all right? Okay. Rest well.